Now, here's one of those things now I'll start worrying about. I just read that Americans spend 138 minutes a day worrying. That's over 2 hours.
Worrying.
We have a song for it.
I'm so worried about my hair falling out and the state of the world today. And I'm so worried about being so full of doubt about everything anyway. I'm so worried about modern technology. I'm so worried about all the things that they dump in the sea. I'm so worried about it, worried about it, worried.
These are all the things I worry about. Things in the sea, my hairline.
This is probably a 45-year-old song, too.
Yeah. Yeah, all these things are the things I worry about.
Well, the people like this song. I'm so worried about this very next verse. It isn't the best that I've got. And I'm so worried about whether I should go on or whether I should just stop.
Boom. So, yes, 138 minutes the average American worries every day. That's over just 2 hours and 18 minutes.
I think I worry a fair amount.
I do too. I know I do.
Do you? Well, see, you and I have different circumstances, as does B.B. Shea. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got kids that you probably worry about.
All the time.
And you probably consume more of your time worrying about money than most.
All the time. I'm constantly worried about money, the future, my children, the state of the world.
Love tomorrow. Liberation Day.
God, I mean, I'll take a peek at the stock market, and I'll know where it'll be, and that'll worry me. Those kinds of things start to worry me. I believe, this is a comment on religion, which you're really not supposed to comment about. I think people who are deeply religious and have a real belief in the afterlife worry less because they think to themselves, whatever happens to me here, there's something better waiting for me.
There's a greater reward.
Yeah. Whether you believe that or not, I think people...
I can see that argument.
Yeah, I do. I think people think, I'm not going to live in fear or worry here because there's something better on the other side of it.
I'm part of a plan.
Exactly.
There's a purpose.
Exactly. And it's like, I can't do anything about these things here, but if the ultimate worst thing happens to me, death, then I'm going, it's good. You know, I'm going on.
You should bring this up with the pastor at Easter. I'm assuming you'll be going to Easter service.
Darn tootin', we'll be going to Easter service. Now, it'll be an early one. So, yeah. You know, we're going to, not sunrise, that's a little too much to ask, but we're going, you know, to the more.
What time is early? Because, like, the Catholic Church, we used to have, like, 6:30 masses.
Ooh, we're way yonder long, later than that. Nine, I'm going to say.
Oh, that's early?
Oh, that's early.
Nine?
Yeah, well, the traditional service is 11. The more, what do you call it? The more.
The hip?
Contemporary hip.
Contemporary, yeah.
Is 9 o'clock. Okay. And we'll go there into the, well, let's just say the basketball goals have to be pulled up in our. We're sitting right there. Generally, I like to sit on the foul line is where I'm sitting.
On a folding chair?
On a folding chair. And, you know, our, as I mentioned, to give to the to the plate, you do it through Venmo. Mm-hmm. So this is a different type of thing. Here's the new thing I'm worried about now. And it just occurred. I was sitting here talking about our man, H.R. Barry, up in H.R. He's about ready to come back to the gym. We go to the same gym.
And yeah.
I was saying that when I go, I have to shower when I'm done because it's like I've jumped in a pool.
I've seen pictures of you from your gym afterwards. Oh. It looks like you've been like a coach who's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Drenched in Gatorade.
I mean, I sweat heavily. I mean, they call me like Super Soaker. And it's embarrassing because afterwards, the employees at the gym, they go to whatever treadmill I was on and they start squeegeeing the mirror in front of it. They do. They're like reaching it with a squeegee. And they're like, well, we know who stood here today. And I was like, yeah, sorry about that. And then I wave and everything.
So you either go straight home and shower or shower on premises.
If I have to come back here or do anything directly after without going home, most of the time I drive straight home and shower.
So that means you get just a giant sweat ass stain on your car seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's part of the reason why your car has, every car you drive has a funk.
Yeah. Cause it's always, there's every
day. Your body stunk, but you kept your funk.
Correct. For 10 or 15 minutes, I'm in the car sweaty.
So at your gym, what do they provide? Shampoo,
conditioner, body wash.
You provide?
Towel and, you know.
Hair dryer?
Some do. This one does not. I've been in where they do have the hair dryer. Okay. I don't ever dry my hair anyway.
Like a little locker room?
Yeah, they have a little small locker room, and it's an individual shower. Yeah. They have a couple of them. Yeah, it's not
a public space.
Right, and there's an area for you to change and everything in private.
Do you keep your shower shoes in your gym bag?
Well, I don't have shower shoes. I don't use them. Nice.
I'm so worried.
I'm so worried about
my shower shoes.
Now, all of a sudden, BB Shea's slivered onion feet aren't the nastiest feet. We've got a new leader in the club.
I don't use them. I guess I should.
Old staff infection Kelly.
I guess I should use shower shoes.
Yeah, yes.
I never have had an issue, but could get athlete's foot in there, you know?
Or worse.
Oh, you're right. I've got to start wearing shower shoes in the shower.
I mean, I'm sure they clean well. That's a reputable place.
They do.
But you never know. Athletes get these things, and they're awful.
Well, especially since COVID, they're hyper-focused on keeping it clean. And I'm impressed with that. But you're right. I should be wearing. Now
someone's got a birthday coming up.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I just told my wife yesterday. She said, what do you want for your birthday? And I gave her three different plans and three different options, okay?
Like a three-tiered option?
That's right. I gave her a three-tiered option. I said, now, if you want to think big, get me a rucksack with all the appropriate weights for rucking.
I haven't heard the word rucksack escape your lips in a month.
It's cost prohibitive. If I really do it right, that's a $500 pack with weights. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, that's option
one.
That's the platinum edition.
That's right.
You're tripping over $500?
Yeah, $500 is a little much.
This is a good time for BB Shea to make his plea.
You got to embrace it, dude.
The rich lifestyle.
Yes.
I'm so worried about my head.
Well, some funds are being diverted to the University of Tennessee. You know, all these, you know, all these things. So yeah, I do. I trip over, as you say, over $500.
So that's platinum is the rucksack with all the bells and whistles.
That's right. And that's
what's diamond.
It's my new Hume total body scale. What?
I thought you had a scale that talks to you.
That's not good enough. It's not good enough.
What does it tell you, your weight?
Yes.
And that's all it does?
It's my new.
You want a scale that tells you your weight, right?
Yes. I want a Hume total body scale. What you do is you step on the scale and then you hold something in your hand.
Crystals? Cut it off.
You hold something in your hand.
Yeah, and put the little controller down between your legs.
Yeah, that's right. And then you put a piece between your legs to shock you if you happen to be over gaining weight. And it goes, it's hooked to your phone, and it tells you your body fat percentage, your visceral fat, and my favorite, you put your age in, and it tells you, well, here's how old you really are. You know, if you put in 54.
You want a lower number?
He says, you're by the look of your body, you're actually 38, you know, or something like that.
But what if your number is higher?
Oh, I would be devastated.
I would be worried.
I would be worried sick.
I
would be worried sick about that. I would add worry to it.
What if your number's older than I actually am?
Oh, God. So that's
your diamond.
That's your diamond
option.
Tier.
What's the gold option?
Well, the price, by the way, on the Hume total body scale comes in about $275. That's your pod. That's your body pod scale.
Now, is that
still
something the whole
problem? Embrace that. Right? Okay.
Is that something the whole family can use, or just dad?
Well, they could, but I don't think they'd have any interest. I think I'd be the only one who really wanted to see those numbers, you know.
And what would you do? Track them daily?
Yeah, I would get on there every day to see. Yes. I would look at it every day. I would hold in my hand.
Perfectly normal.
Yeah. And look at that. And then.
And so what's the gold option?
25 Selkirk pickleballs.
It is our most reasonably priced option.
That's going to run you about $24.
Pickleballs. Maybe you should slide some shower shoes into the,
maybe so. On that into package. The gold package. For that package, you get this nice pair of shower shoes and 25
pickleballs.
From Silk.
Say goodbye to athlete's foot with the new Adidas slides. Can be yours if you embrace the cheapest lifestyle.
My guess is that's what I'll wind up getting is
pickleballs.
Pickleballs and now possibly shower shoes.
How has your wife let you go all this time without shower shoes?
I don't think she knows. I don't think she realizes that's going on. She knows I shower at the gym, but I don't think she's ever put that together.
No, because when I was going to the Y, I always wore my slides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what she's done now? My wife is so germ-phobic. You know this.
I do.
I just mentioned the other day, like, I'm not a hero, but I did install a new toilet seat in the master bathroom toilet. You know, it's
you got some props from Barry and HR.
Yeah, he said, good job on that. It's a Kohler. Went all the way with
embraced it. Not a Toto, but still.
No.
Not the platinum.
Not a Toto. This is the diamond.
This is the diamond.
This is the in-between, but we got it. But it's one of those soft closing toilets, which I like, which you can just tip it and it starts to close on its own.
Gentle close.
My wife says I have to, when I use the bathroom, wait for it to close before I flush. Otherwise, the germs are sent into the air.
Like a volcano eruption.
Yeah. But what I've always done, and I guess she's just figured this out, is I finish doing my business, flush it, hit the lid to close, and it takes, you know, while it's flushing, it takes another 15 seconds to close the lid while the germs, I guess, just float everywhere. And she's really getting on me about that now. She's listening from afar and saying.
Can she tell when you touch the.
She knows.
Like a tip and then a touch?
Well, yeah, because, you know, if you're done doing your business.
A flip and flush?
A flip and flush, you've got to time it out right. So I've got to wait for it to close and then flush it. And that's new to me. That's really odd.
Do you secretly violate her wishes?
Yes, I have every single time since we got the new toilet lid. But she's on to me. Like, she'll come running in there. Like, I know that thing still.
That lid isn't all the way down.
And she knows. Uncle Jack, you wanted to comment on that. My Hume body pod scale that tells you your real age versus your biological age. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, there was an app online. It was called Real Age, and it takes you through a series of questions, your eating habits, sleeping habits, any substance abuse, all that. And it actually turned out that I'm 64 now, and according to it, I'm 73.
Oh. So was that a wake-up call for you?
Not really.
That's a man without any worries.
That's a man that doesn't worry. So this is not his song.
You can hear it. He had a lilt in his voice. He had happiness
in
his voice.
He needed happiness.
What do you lack?
Happiness. I sit and worry. So full of doubt. Really, that Hume body pod probably would send me backwards. And then, you know,
I remember that real age phenomenon that Uncle Jack was talking about.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Did we try it in here?
Yeah.
I want to say we did.
We did. I was right about where I was supposed to.
Were you honest with your substance abuse? Dump in the sea.
That's private.
Look at those eyes.
That's private.
Look at those darting eyes, BB Shed.
And of course, when you lie to the computer, you're really just lying to yourself. It's like cheating on the golf course when you're by yourself. It's like, you know, there's no point in putting down a 5 when you really got a 7.
Yeah.
Why not put down the substance abuse?
Will your scale know?
The scale tells you. You just hold a piece and put your thumbs in the slots, and then
I smell bong water. How do you shut up, Hume?
It's the Hume body pod. It's in our gold tier.
Where did you find that?
That was recommended to me by a dear friend. And then as soon as she told
me. Embraced the lifestyle?
She's embraced it. And as soon as she told me about it, my phone heard about it. I mean, you know how your phone listens to it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, everything on my phone was Hume body
pod. Hey, Rich, man. What's up?
You want some you want some Hume?
Have you been to Boca? You're blowing money on a scale. You're spending $300 on a scale.
Yeah, it's $300.
You want a NetJet?
It's $300 for the scale.
You want to buy a horse?
My wife's against. I asked. I told her, you know, 6 months ago, maybe I should get this. She's like, oh, that's ridiculous. You know, because we already do have a scale that talks to me. You know, there's that. But it doesn't go all the way in depth the way this scale does. So I'm not sure. I'd love the rucksack, but to do that right, it's a really nice pack, and the weights cost money, you know. And the further I get from reading my book on longevity, which I read a couple of months ago, the further from rucking I get.
I don't hear you talking about it. And I haven't seen the mother ruckers in our neighborhood in a while.
Oh, are they not doing it as much anymore?
You know, because about 2 months ago when you were talking about it, they were everywhere.
Yeah.
But I have not seen them in the last 2-3 weeks.
A while back, you know, I got emails from people like, we're in a rucking club. Come rucking with us. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But it is pretty expensive. Now, the truth is, and my daughter said this when I was telling my wife the tiered programs.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so what do we have so far? Platinum, diamond, and gold.
Yes.
My daughter came up with a silver program,
okay,
which was throw some books in your backpack because I already have a throw some books in a pickleball bag and go out there and, you know, weight it down as much as you want. And then I said, yeah, but my shoulders, the shoulders suffer on that. That's your silver plan.